You're listening to WHFR Dearborn. All right. Again, I want to remind you, we're listening to WHFR Dearborn. And this is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. And every Thursdays from 5 to 6, we have a live band that comes in to do a performance for you. And as always, today is no exception. In the studio, we have the band Mango Lane to entertain you between now and 6 o'clock. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Yes, we can.
Let's see, a little bit louder there. Let's see.
Yes.
Ah, perfect. We're good. Okay. All right, so you got quite a few tunes to play for us. We're looking forward to it.
Looking forward to playing.
All right. What are you going to start out with?
This song's called New Pop.
All right. Let's do it.
Up.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Every Thursdays from 5 to 6, you can catch a live band here at the studio at WHFR in Dearborn, Michigan. And we have Mango Lane in to do a performance for us. So, new pop, okay. That's from the newest release, isn't it?
Yes, that is off our release.
Well, that's actually the older release.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Off a little thing called Ponytail on Bandcamp.
Okay.
The most recent is called Liquid Love, and we're working on a new one, so.
Okay, yeah. I know. Yeah, I see you got three releases right now. They're more or less, you could call them EPs.
Yeah, sure, definitely. Okay. Just little small ones with a couple songs on them.
Yeah, 2 to 4, and depending on which one you pick.
Yes, exactly.
All right, how long you gentlemen been together?
This project we started around last August, and we've been performing as a full band since like November. But we've been playing music, like me and Jack. We've been writing and recording music for about like 6 years now. Just with this project, it's more recent.
Okay. All right. Why don't you introduce yourselves? Go around the room real quick. You know, just say who you are and what you do. And
sure. All right. We got Cameron Kowalki on the bass guitar. Adam Gregerson playing the drums. Austin Carpenter over here on keys, vocals, and guitar. And my name is Jack Ingwall. And I'm playing guitar and the world percussion over here.
World percussion. Okay.
Having a great day.
Yeah. Why don't you tell the listeners what you have in front of you there? Because of course they can't see it.
We got a whole plethora of wonderful instruments here to help us convey our music. I'm playing a set of congas right now. Austin is playing a Moog synthesizer. Very cool. Very
classic.
Cool. And
a Yamaha compact piano.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping it crisp.
That's right. That's right. Happy to be here. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
All right, we're happy to have you. Okay. All right, why don't we get into another one? This one's kind of a longish title. Why don't you go ahead and announce it?
Yeah, this one is called Don't Be Sorry,
Just Stop Talking.
All righty.
Don't care.
All right. Okay, live in the studio, we have Mango Lane. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. And we have a guest here in Studio E. Studio E. Where did the heck did that come from?
We're Studio A, B, and C.
Oh, man. That I have no idea where that came from. Any letter but that. If I had said G or B or anything, it would have made sense. But E, I'm going to have to look that up. That's a Freudian slip if I ever heard one. Anyway, we have in the studio Lee Majors. I think anybody that goes to a indie rock show in the Motor City area, whether it be Hamtramck, Ferndale, or otherwise, you've bound to run into Lee sometime somewhere. It'd be impossible not to run into him. So how you doing, Lee?
Good, Scott. Thank you for having me back here on Motor Live Drive. Scott, I wish I could remember how many times I've been here with bands. I think I've lost track over the years. But I'm really happy to be here with Mango Lane today. And let me just run just a couple quick shows by you featuring them. Tomorrow night at the Loving Touch, there's a show. Doors are at 7. It's Mount Clair with James Link, Mango Lane, American Arson, and Max Saturn. I'm pretty sure it's Mount Clair's first headlining show at Loving Touch. And I think that band and Mango Lane, there's some friends involved there, and they asked us to be on the show. And so obviously we accepted, and it's also Mango Lane's first time playing at Loving Touch as well.
Okay.
And so then the week after that, they have a pretty big show. It's Whatever Fest, taking place over 3 days at various venues in Detroit. And they actually lucked out. They are playing the Wig Skate Park on Friday night. Set time is 7:45, and they're actually headlining that venue before it switches over to late night elsewhere. And a couple of the guys in the band are quite the skateboarders, so when I told them they were playing the skate park, they were pretty happy about that.
So you just got to be careful not to injure yourselves before the set, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It'd be okay afterwards, but we got to play the set
but
first.
Not before, yeah. Huh?
Hear me, Austin. Do not injure yourself.
How deep are you into it, the skateboarding thing?
Beyond deep. Beyond it's like deep. Bottom of the ocean deep. Can't stop. Can't get stop. Enough.
Okay. So we're talking about, can you do the things like we see on the videos? Can you?
Well, what videos?
Depends. Well, I mean, just any, you know, I'm not half pipes and, you know, stair rails.
We're mostly like vert guys. We like skating bowls. And like our friend Jake Matthews, who actually plays bass for Mount Clair, mm-hmm. He has a big mini ramp, like half pipe, in his barn. Yeah. So we're always skating with him all the time. So,
okay. Yeah, we like to have fun. That's how we skate. We like to do it because it's awesome and it's fun.
I like it too because I have a couple of sons. My one son in particular, Neil, he's like really hardcore. he's got some pretty neat videos. You have that's to check awesome. Them out sometime. Again, we are talking about, like, you know, doing like double stairs and rails and all that kind
that
of stuff.
That sounds very awesome. I'm going to have to check it out.
And one of the things I always liked about skateboarding is for the vast majority of the population that are into it, it's a clean, wholesome way to have fun.
It really is.
You're
it
not
really
busy.
Is.
You're not getting into trouble. You're not breaking the law.
That's right.
You're not, you know, doing something
that's
you're
right.
not supposed to. And
yeah.
Other than trying to keep yourself from being injured, it's not going to harm you either.
That's right. It's a very, you know, sometimes it gets a bad reputation, but it's a very community-oriented, just awesome thing to do for young and old people alike.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to be a little more careful when you get older like me. I mean, but yeah, certainly. So is there going to be skateboarding going on as part of the show or around the show? Or?
I hope that it would be welcomed because
it would be
the perfect combination.
Yes, that would be fantastic. That would be fantastic. A combination of those two is
always a good combination.
Always a good combination, exactly.
I can tell people they get jealous, but I was actually, I attended the very first Warped Tour.
Wow.
That
was way before it went corporate, way before anybody got their hands into it. It was a one-day deal at the Phoenix Amphitheater in downtown Pontiac, and I got to see Sublime, the original Sublime.
Wow.
But it was like all you had to do was sign a waiver and you could join in with the half pipe and all that stuff. and people just had fun all day. And
that's awesome.
You know, they would break a little bit for the music, but it was mostly about the skateboard.
That is, you know, it's fantastic. I really consider them kind of one and the same to me. They're just I don't know. They're just two activities and just passions that, I don't know, at least for me, they just go so well together.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't really have any what I would call true music videos anymore. But the only really true music videos that are out there are the skateboarding ones.
Yes. That's a fantastic point. Yeah. Some of my favorite music is, I've discovered it from skateboard videos and watching them.
Mm-hmm. Whether you're into punk or metal or hardcore or just, you know, even music like yours, you know, it's a great background for it.
For sure.
They complement each other very well.
That's right.
Okay, and just real quick, where is that place, the Wig? Do you know?
It's in Detroit. I don't have the exact address on me. Most of the events will be taking place at the Wig Skate Park and at Scripps Park, which is at Trumbull and Grand River. So I'm pretty sure the Wig Skate Park is right around there.
Do you know, Jack, where it's at?
It's close to the Wayne campus down there.
Okay.
One of the Wayne campuses. I don't know the street exactly, but it's close to their big lot.
We'll have to find out. Big old basketball courts. You can't miss it, for sure.
Actually, during their next song, I'll get you the address.
There you go. That's a good idea, because I know a lot of people would be interested, but they probably don't know exactly where to go. Yeah,
I'll get an address, and I do want to add one thing about the show tomorrow night at the Loving Touch. It is an all-ages show, so don't worry if you're not, whatever you can get in. It's, like I say, all ages, not 18 and up, not just 21 and up. This one is a special all-ages show that the band Mount Clair wanted, so, and anybody can get in.
Okay, and then I think we stopped there. There was at least one more show as far as
We have Mango Lane. I think we have in May, if I can just find it real quick. May 14th. They'll be playing at Trixie's, and not only have they never played there before, but I myself have never been to Trixie's.
It's a new place.
It's a fairly new place out in Hamtramck. I believe, I want to say it's on Carpenter Street, but I could be wrong. But that show is with Cosmic Light Shapes and a band called...
Very good band.
Yeah, they are Cosmic Light Shapes. And actually the leader of that band, Eugene, is the one who puts together the Hamtramck Music Festival every year.
Yeah, I've had him in here to discuss that festival. That's awesome.
And then the other band opening up is called The Still Tide, and that is on Saturday, May 14th, Trixie's in Hamtramck.
Okay. All right. We'll be back and we'll talk about more upcoming shows that you have going on for us, Lee. But why don't we get into another song?
Fantastic. This is the hit single off of our latest
title
release.
Track.
And it's called Liquid Love.
All right.
I could never go, you would never stay. porch did today. She's so lovely, I used to be pretty till I saw the moon. See right through me, not so innocent, beautiful desire.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Live in the studio, we have Mango Lane. That was a track called Liquid Love from their latest release. You can, why don't you tell us, the listeners, like, the best way to get your music?
It is free to download at mangolane.bandcamp.com or on SoundCloud. It's under my name, Austin Carpenter. Or on our Facebook account, there's all the links to take you to like free music and stuff.
Okay. And I take it right, as of right now, you don't have any physical copies that you have, like available at shows?
Actually, we do. Some nice homemade DIY CDs, you know. And then we're actually releasing our newest album June 9th.
June 9th? Okay.
So,
is that going to be on vinyl as well?
We
not at
really
the moment.
About
not
it.
At
probably
the moment.
Not.
Okay.
Possibly cassette tape, though. We did our last one. We printed about 10 cassettes. And,
uh-huh.
Yeah. And we a couple people actually bought them.
Hey, there's a lot of people that still have cassette players.
I'm one of them.
And we still have the capability of playing those right here in the studio.
Oh, that is fantastic.
And same goes for vinyl. Just about any media you could possibly throw at us, we can take care of it.
That is really cool.
But
how else are you
going to
play the mixtape?
Yeah, how else can you play mixtapes if you don't have a cassette?
That's right.
And my sound engineer is reminding me of that. I've been reading a couple things lately. Vinyl outsold CDs last year.
Wow, really? I believe it.
And older music is outselling newer music right now.
Wow.
I believe it. Everybody's like on the streaming train. It's all Spotify with like new artists and stuff.
Yeah, but that being said, though, if they actually want a physical copy of something, they actually prefer vinyl.
That's right.
So
I mean, there's something to be said about a vinyl. You know, it's like you get a great sounding body of music, and you get like a great piece of artwork as well. Usually, so.
Yeah. Well, it's not just that, but you have. You know, you have the ability to have all the extras, the goodies that come with it. Gothabilly, man?
Yeah, technically speaking, it's not the right one.
Technically speaking,
there you go.
A vinyl is 500 kilohertz of dynamic range. A CD is only 44. So it's 500 times the quality of sound from a vinyl record. Streaming audio is only 1/5 of that because it's compressed into layer 3 of MPEG encoding, meaning that you're only going to get 14 kilohertz of dynamic range out of an MP3 or streaming audio. So it's the difference between 14 and 500. It's a really big difference.
Wow. That explains it for sure. Definitely.
So those digital downloads, nothing wrong with them. I like the the ease of having it right there at your fingertips.
Sure,
you can
sure.
have it on your iPod. You can have it on your laptop. But as Gothabilly Man has pointed out to us, it's like, okay, when you have vinyl, you have the finest filet mignon at the London Chop House.
Sure.
When you got that digital download, you've got, best case scenario, maybe White Castle hamburgers.
Oh, I'm a fan of White Castle hamburgers. I don't mind.
But
I've never had White Castle.
That being said, though, you know, there's going to be times when you want
definitely,
that.
Definitely.
But again, one of the things I loved about when I was growing up, when I had vinyl, was all the stuff that came with it. You know, even like Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, it came with a poster.
Sure.
It came with stickers.
Sure.
And all kinds of things. And then you have lyrics you can actually read.
Right.
You know, you're looking at a CD. You know,
it's impossible to read
that. It's really hard to read that.
Even with glasses, even if you are a young person, you're like, what the heck does that say?
Yeah, that's right.
But it's all good, though. I'm glad at least you got something to, you know, give your fans and listeners. DIY is always, you know, welcome and
That's
wonderful,
right.
too, you know.
That's right.
A lot of times it's like, you know, it should be done by you, the artist. Now, there shouldn't be anybody in the middle, you know, making money off of you and your art, you know.
I couldn't agree more. I think that's fantastic. I think that's the best way to go about it, personally.
Yeah, it's one of the greatest things of modern technology now is that artists like yourself, you know, even though you're not, you know, huge, like, you know, you have artists like Nine Inch Nails and Neil Young that can tell the record companies where they can
sure,
go
sure.
Yeah. And they do their own thing. But now, you know, for people like yourself that are just starting out or, you know, trying to get, you know, noticed and all that, now you have the ability to do the same thing.
That's right. Yeah, and the technology's it's fantastic nowadays for mm-hmm. for all those outlets.
Yeah. Okay, well, we should keep it going, I guess. Enough talking. We got another one, I believe, that's called 600 Film?
Yes, it is.
All right.
And this one is off Liquid Love as well.
It over us, legs crossed times three, paint both of us. You're the artist, you're my favorite. Pick a color like no other.
Right, 600 Film, the name of that track. Live in the studios here at WHFR, Mango Lane. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, and you are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, 89.3 FM on your radio dial if you happen to be out in your car or anywhere else where you can pick up an FM signal. We go out pretty far there with our 270 watts, Alan? Something like that? Oh, it's 27. Okay. Well, you know. Yeah, I knew it was a number something like that. But anyway, we don't do too bad for ourselves. A lot of college stations, once you get out of the parking lot, that's all she wrote. But you can go quite a few miles in most directions except for, that would be what, west. When you start getting towards Ipsy, that's where we kind of lose things.
It's an egg shape, and the top of the egg points at Northville.
Yeah, pretty much. We definitely, you know, we end up competing with WEMU, which is 89.1, so not going to happen. But anyway, all right. How do you guys write? Is it mostly you, Austin, and you, Jack, or is it all four of you? Or
it's both of us. Like, either I'll start with, like, a chorus, like a guitar riff or a keyboard lick, and I'll bring it to Jack, and, like, you know, we peer edit each other's ideas, really, sure. And just, like, throw them in the computer.
Okay. And then you figure it out, like, how are we going to do this?
Huh? Right.
Okay. What are some of your influences, both of you? One at a time, of course.
You know, I just I'm a huge jazz fan.
Interesting.
I love jazz music. Kel Jader, you know, all of them. Herbie Hancock. And then I like all the way over to punk rock. You know, I love Bad Brains. I like the whole spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
I love bossa nova music.
Mm.
Lately I've been into to R&B as well.
Okay.
So, you know, just nice listening, you know.
All right.
Good stuff to skateboard too. So
there you go. Do you see any of that kind of like being incorporated into your music in the future then? You know, those styles or
Well, I mean, ideally it'd be like the best to have like zero influence, you know. But
well, you know.
But like if I would like choose one, I'd say like jazz and R&B. They're the smoothest, so.
Definitely. Okay. Yeah. Well, no. I mean, everybody out there, I don't care who you're talking about, they've got their influence somewhere.
Sure.
Doesn't matter who it is.
And whether you know subconsciously or not, everyone has influences.
Oh yeah, and some are more, you know, obvious than others. Some of them you wouldn't be able to figure it out until they tell you. And other times, you know, we had a band on a week or two ago, and it's like, yeah, I can tell where, you know, where you came from and what your favorite bands are.
Sure.
And there's nothing wrong with that. It's not a bad thing or anything.
Well, you know, it's the classic thing. You know, everything's already been done. You know, it's like art, just not in the exact same way.
No. It's just a question of... Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that's just what makes it fun.
Oh, yeah. It's just a question of making yourself sound like something that stands out, that just makes you somehow unique in your own little way.
Exactly.
But, yeah, you're not going to reinvent the wheel. I don't care what style of music.
You can't try to. Yeah, it's impossible. So.
All right, that's great. Okay, so I was just looking. You said that your release is coming out on June 9th, and then, of course, you have a release show, right, at Loving Touch?
I'll be speaking now, guys.
Hang on one sec. There you go.
Thursday, June 9th at the Loving Touch once again. Eugene's band, Cosmic Light Shapes, are also playing. Jimmy Ohio and Shiver. And that night we'll also see, obviously, Mango Lane and their release show, June 9th. And I believe that's an all-ages show, if I'm not mistaken. I know at one point it was 18 and over, but I think we were able to make that an all-ages show as well.
Yeah. Loving Touch usually doesn't do a whole lot of 18 and overs. I mean, at least not band shows. I know they do.
For the touring bands, a lot of them are 18 and over.
Are they?
For actually, quite a few things, it is 21 and over, but they do try and do 18 and over. And then if a band really requests an all-ages show, as I've done in the past even, they'll accommodate you.
Yeah, it gives a much better opportunity to get fans in when you're local, and especially since I'm only going to guess, forgive me, gentlemen, if I'm wrong, but I think there's at least one of you in the room that isn't even 21 yet.
And Jack both turned 20 in June, and we're the oldest members. So.
I guess I'm right. You know, it's hard to tell sometimes, but yeah, it kind of doesn't make any sense for you that you're not even 21 yet, and you have to play a 21 and over show. I mean, what?
Yeah, that's right.
No, I've had them do that before, and they've gotten fans and people to come see them.
Right.
But obviously, 18 and over in all ages definitely works in their favor.
Right, because, you know, I don't know about you, but I was already listening to music in a serious way by the time I was probably 10.
Sure,
and then by the time I was 13 or 14, I was already buying records and, you know, trying to go to a show I could possibly manage, you know. They do a lot more all ages shows now than they did back when I was young. It was either it was separated into two categories. Either you went to the kid shows or you went to the adult shows, and that was about it.
That's right.
So it's a lot better now. All right, let's see. Yeah, that's actually was, I listened to all your music the last couple of days. 600 Film is one of my favorites. The one I like the most is Cold Pool, which I know is coming up shortly.
Yes, yes.
But before that, I guess we're going to do Miami Madness?
Yes, it's a new song. So, yes.
Is that going to be on the new release?
Yes,
or?
It okay. will be. So.
Right. Okay.
When I see her across the room, she caught my eyes as if they grew. Now don't play so hard to get. It's hard enough when you're in honest bed. There's nothing left to do. So writing songs inside my room. I tell you, then I'll forget all these questions left inside my head.
Miami Madness from Mango Lane, live in the studios here at WHFR. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, heard every Thursdays. We have the motor calendar from 4 to 5, and we play some tracks from bands that are going to be coming into playing in the Motor City in the next week. And then, of course, every Thursdays from 5 to 6, we have a live band in. So today it's Mango Lane. All right. Let's see. Trying to figure out where we want to go from here. Why don't we keep it going for right now? And I think when we get done with this track, we'll talk with Lee again. So, one of my favorites, Cold Pool.
All right. Yeah, just tune it down. Yeah, this is the song's in open D.
Open D, open cool. D. That's why I like it.
Yeah. Thanks again for having us, guys. Thank you.
Cold Pool from Mango Lane, live here at the WHFR studios, Studio J, in on the campus of Henry Ford College in Dearborn, Michigan. Having a good time. How about you, gentlemen?
We are having a fantastic time. It's really great to be out this way and playing some music for you guys. Thanks for having us.
All right, thank you. We're enjoying ourselves as well. It's great. Okay, I got Lee Majors here with me, and he's going to tell us about some more upcoming shows he has going on and down the pike.
All right, guys, I'm going to plug a couple shows that you guys aren't involved in, so I hope you don't mind.
No problem.
It's all good.
Saturday night at Marble Bar, the Illiches have their record release show. They've done a couple 7-inches over the years, or EPs, but they've never had a full-length record out. They finally do. We just got the pressings back last week. Saturday, Marble Bar, the Illiches. They'll be playing with the Henchmen, Moonwalks, and Idiot Kids.
That is a killer lineup.
Thank you. Yeah, it took me a while to put that one together, and I think pretty much everybody out there should know who the Henchmen are. Pretty much legends around Detroit. They've been at this for, what, 20 to 30 years maybe?
About 25 years.
About 25 years, I'd say, yeah. The Henchmen. Actually, in my bedroom, I have a poster for their 10th anniversary show, which was at Logger House.
Okay.
So I did save that. So yeah, I'd say about 25 years. They've been together. So again, Illiches, the Henchmen, Moonwalks, and Idiot Kids. That is Saturday at Marble Bar. And then one other show. If you're in the Ann Arbor area, actually, tomorrow night at the Blind Pig is Mini Horse, who are from Ypsilanti, and the High Strung are playing. And it's Mini Horse's EP release show. And again, that is in Ann Arbor, so it won't mess with your guys' show tomorrow at Loving Touch, which again, tomorrow night, Friday, all ages, Mount Clair with James Link, Mango Lane, American Arson, and Max Saturn. Mango Lane set time is 8:10.
Okay.
So it's, like I said, all ages early. Get there early for the first band, which will start at 7:30.
No snoozing now. You can't wait till later in the evening and show up and like, wait a minute, what do you mean they already played? You know.
And actually, we just added a Mango Lane show for the end of June, June 30th at the Phoenix in Hazel Park on John R. Uh-huh. So that was just added the other day. And I think July they'll be taking maybe most of the month off for vacations, writing some material, and then start back up in August.
Okay. All right. And then we were just discussing how you want to bring in Black Dog in July. Any shows coming up for them in the near future?
Well, Black Dog played last night, actually. Okay. You caught me off guard here. But
that's okay.
Last night we were at Kelly's Bar in Hamtramck. Actually, Black Dog will be playing the same festival with Mango Lane, Whatever Fest, next weekend, which is the weekend of May 6th, 7th, and 8th. So, Black Dog will be playing that, and I think they have a show at New Dodge on May 28th as well. You can check them out on Bandcamp, SoundCloud, and Facebook.
Okay. So lots of great things to look forward to. It's getting that time of year. I'm getting excited when we start getting those festivals in, and we get to see a lot of great bands for either a low amount or free in some cases, but, you know, that's how you check out new bands and you discover your new favorites. That's the beauty thing about it. And you get to be outdoors as well. Although you can't tell that by today, but hey, you know, we'll just keep plugging away till it happens. All right. Let's see if we can do another one, I guess.
Let's do it. This is a new one.
You guys ready?
Yeah, and This is another one.
It's called Edge.
Yeah, that's right. It goes something like this. Hope you like it.
We broke into the flat. We turned the lights on. We opened shades and sat down. I dream I was with you. Lay down, enjoy the view. And now the sun is coming up. Wonder if I stay up long enough. She'll see. She had the nerve to give it up. It's empty. Wonder if I stay up long enough. She'll see.
One thing I can say about you gentlemen, you like to end those songs abrupt.
That's right. Minute
I'm listening and the next minute, it's done.
That's right. Keep you on your toes.
Yeah, you've been doing that. Thank you. I got to be awake this time, right? All right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Motor Live Drive at 5 show. We have Mango Lane doing a live set for us in the 5 o'clock hour. Yeah, we got a couple more tracks. Stick around up until 6 o'clock, and then after that, we have Radio Mystery Theater with Boston Blackie. Some old-time radio. Get all your family together by the radio and just listen to some really cool mystery theater. Anyway, all right. One more time, the best way to get your music right now online?
Mangolane.bandcamp.com or
SoundCloud. Under like Austin_Carpenter, you know, it's a good way to find it. And all the music's free right now, so that works. Or just go through our Facebook page.
Which is?
Pretty sure it's like mangolanemusic.facebook.com.
Yes, that's
and that
it.
Has all the links to all the music and stuff. So, or come to a show and get a CD.
That's
you know,
right.
We'd there like to go. Say hi and say what's up.
A physical copy.
That's right. We always have CDs and... sometimes tapes,
t-shirts,
stickers, yeah, you name it. We got it for you.
Okay. Yeah. The next time we'll get a chance to see you for our listeners that are interested, tomorrow at the Loving Touch. Okay.
That's right, with Mount Clair. Should be fun.
Sounds like a good time. All right. Yeah, we're getting close to the 6 o'clock hour, so why don't we keep it going? We got another one?
That's right.
Yep, this is our last song, and it's called... New Dance for You, Baby.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, yeah. I don't know why I was looking at that. It looked like there was two more. We only have one more.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You gentlemen, do you have one more in you besides that? Something you can do? Even a cover would be all right. I mean...
Do we have anything else? Milkshake? Yeah, we could do Milkshake before we play the last song. This is
more.
A very old song.
Another Open D one.
Just to eliminate that one word. I was listening to, again, your music. That was the only word, that was the only song that had a one word in it. We just.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh. Okay. What if we got?
Wait, do you have the? You don't, can you do it? All right.
So, all right, we got to give Adam some slack. He doesn't have a floor tom this time for the song. But,
playing on a very, very simple drum kit here in the studio today, Adam Gregerson.
He's killing it.
I have faith in him. That's, I think, right. Adam can handle it. I think he can do it.
He could just go to the ride. He's got it. Something
he's a professional.
That's right. So, all right, I appreciate it. Yeah, we'll do Milkshake, and then we'll do the last one after that.
Mango Lane in the studio.
Live radio as it happens.
This is an old one. It's called Milkshake.
Thank you.
All right. That worked out pretty good. I'm glad you played that. I like that one, definitely.
One.
Yeah, and you pulled it off, Cameron.
Yeah, surprisingly. It was a little rusty, but we got through it.
That's excellent. All right. Once again, I want to thank you, gentlemen, for coming down to play for us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us. WHFR, you guys have been awesome. Thanks for having us. It's been a lot of fun.
Appreciate it. Anything you want to say before we get out of here, Lee?
No, but just really thank you again for having me, having Mango Lane. I do enjoy coming up here every so often, and I do like that cafeteria you guys have. I had to message you this afternoon to make sure it was open. Otherwise, I stop at the Wendy's down on, I think, Ford Road.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever it is, but I like the salad about here. But no, in all seriousness, I do have a blast every time I come up here, and I'm glad Mango Lane were able to make it this afternoon.
Excellent. All right, we got one more.
Remember, tomorrow night, Loving Touch, all ages, 7 p.m. doors. Mango Lane take the stage at 810 Mount Clair headlining.
All right.
All right, this is another one off the new recording coming out on June 9th, and it's called New Dance for You, Baby.
You're listening to the station that's making waves, WHFR Dearborn.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.fm. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on Old Time Radio Mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston Blackie, a detective in adaptations for films, television, and radio. He is, after all, an enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy episodes of Boston Blackie right here and only here on WHFR, the station that's making waves.
Thank you. Hello, Blackie.
Yes?
This is Charlie Kingston.
Oh, Charlie, hello.
Hi.
Well, when'd you get to town?
Yesterday.
And you waited till today to call me? You're a fine friend, you are.
Blackie, I need a friend right now.
Uh-oh, your millions have got you into trouble again, I can tell it.
Trouble, Blackie? This is the most fantastic thing that's ever happened to me.
Oh, you mean you put over a big deal that didn't get you into trouble?
It's even more unbelievable than that.
All right, what have you done this time?
I bought a 15-story office building for $1 million.
Well, so what? Even if it's not worth a dime, what's a million to you?
Let me finish, though, Blackie.
All right.
I don't know whether to tell you or not.
After all this, you'd better.
Well, I bought the building yesterday.
I see.
I saw it at 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon,